Seek ever and everything I do.
We're glad that God has watched over us, blessed us to come together again. And prayerfully, good health and strength. And dine sumptuously so that we don't go to sleep on our... We're glad that God is so loving and so kind to us. This evening, for just a few moments, I'd like to ask you to come to Acts chapter, the book of Acts, chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Everybody, the old saying goes that everybody talking about heaven. I think it says, not going to heaven. In Acts chapter 2, let me come there with you. Very favorite text as we see the way the world is going, and particularly how the it seems like every other day you hear some strange news, even in the religious realm. But God has sent his servant into the world, his son, rather, into the world, so that we might have the privilege of learning more about him and the fact that he wants us to live forever with him. That is truly commendable, and that is truly joyful, that God wants us to live with him. And we see that he wants it so much that he sent his only begotten son down here to live and to die just for us. You remember when, after God had created male and female, Adam and Eve, it wasn't long before they had disobeyed him. Two people that he had created. As a result of their disobedience, I'm sure you have perhaps wondered, why didn't God just wipe those two off and bring on two more? He's God. God manifested in a way that's beyond human understanding in some respects. How much he loves us. How much he wants us to come and live with him forever. That's a joyful thought. Hold to God's unchanging hand. He would rather send his son for 33 years with disobedient people than to just wipe us out, even when there was only two. Let us, church, continue to study the Word of God. Let us continue with the mindset, I'm going to live for God because I want to live with God. I'm going to live for God because I live, because I want to live with God. Can you live in His house? Can you afford the blessing with the time on the first day of the week to come together with those of like precious faith, to worship Him in such a way that He is real, as thou has informed us to worship Him in spirit and in truth? His Son came to pay a price that no human being could pay. When we read and study the Word of God, and how much He loves us, that should also be some motivation for us to manifest our love. It's His church. It's His kingdom. And guess what? We as human beings tampered with that. But God sent His Son, and we read in Acts chapter 2 that the Lord's church was established in Jerusalem 33 AD on a day called Pentecost, called the Church of God, which He purchased with His own blood. It is also referred to as the house of God in 1 Timothy chapter 3. Commencing with verse 14, "These things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how to behave, how you oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God." Which is what? Which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Verse 16, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, just for us. Angels preached to the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and after He had finished His work, He went home to be with the Lord." Hello? After He had finished His work, He went home to be with His Father in glory land. What did He manifest in that do? In that? He manifested obedience to His Father, letting us see, letting us know. Be obedient. Follow the commandments. And one day, this will be your privilege and your pleasure. Ain't that good news? Pardon the colloquialism, but that's sure enough good news. Jesus went back to His Father to live as they had lived before, with His Father. How long? Forever. How long? Forever. And God is so loving of His creation that He offers the same privilege and opportunity to human beings on planet Earth. And He manifested it just by the fact that He sent His Son, knowing ahead of time the price that His Son was going to pay for our benefit. Do you love the Lord? Do you want to live with the Lord? Do you want to make heaven your eternal home of abode? Well, you say, Brother Brown, based upon the two places I know to go, it's an easy decision for me to make. Brothers and sisters, the one thing that we understand that does not please God, that will keep us out of glory land forever, cast and to eternal flames. That's disobedience. Disobedience. The Bible says in Acts chapter 20 and verse 28, take heed to therefore to yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers. Feed the church of God. That he paid such a high price for. Feed the church of God, which he paid for with his own blood. On the day of Pentecost, I ask you to come to Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, the apostles. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them the words. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. And when they became aware of all of this, everybody apparently started shouting. So the whole town didn't take long for them to share it with the whole town. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak these different languages? That's what happened when they were baptized with the Holy Spirit. They began to speak in different languages, so all the people that were there could understand the message, because someone, one of the apostles, spoke in their language. And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and Mesopotamia, dwellers in Jerusalem, Jews, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and in parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers in Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our own tongue. What? The wonderful works of God. The wonderful works of God. Church, it's important that we remember. Number one, who we are because of whose we are. God has brought us to this plateau, to this point of this congregation. There is not the multitude, but we have been known to see and known to have to help us with this project. God didn't bring us here to fail. We sing the song, hold to God's unchanging hand. Let us believe what we read. Let us understand that God doesn't need a multitude to get done what he wants done. His love is for all of us. His love is that every creature he has created, human being, would be faithful, loyal, and just. What are you doing this evening, Brother Bram? I'm endeavoring to reassure the people of God who have gone this far. And we didn't come this far. Keep that in mind. We didn't come this far without God's help. We say the words. We sing the song. Let's do that deed. Do what? Hold to God's unchanging hand. Just a few words of encouragement. And to let reassure you, and to let you know that this leadership has not thought about quitting at all. The thought has come from none, to my knowledge, of the members of this congregation. Neither the leadership of this congregation. We know who we are because of whose we are. Because of who we know what he can do. When everyone else might say, you can't do that. All we need to do is keep the faith and keep holding on to God's unchanging hand. Walk the walk, talk the talk, and do the deeds. We didn't do what we've done without God's help. And I don't believe, I don't know if that's a song, I don't believe that he's going to leave us now. It sounds pretty good to me saying that. Hold to God's unchanging hand. What are you doing tonight, brother? I'm just reassuring, endeavoring to remind and to reassure the faithful saints of this congregation that God has more people here in this city that he knows want to be saved. Let us have the same zeal, if not more, the same determination, and the same understanding that this is not our doing. This is the Lord's doing. We are sons and daughters of the God of the universe. Another way of putting that, we are sons and daughters of the God of everywhere. All we need to do is to keep holding on to God's unchanging hand. Keep the faith. And God will show enough. Keep the faith in us. I was reading here in Acts chapter 2. Reading regarding the embryonic beginning of the Lord's Church, the Church of Christ. We have been blessed to hear about it, believe the message, and obey the gospel. And as a result thereof, we are the sons and daughters of God. As Jesus, we know he's the Son of God. We are the sons and daughters of God. First time on planet Earth that the gospel is being preached as we begin reading in Acts chapter 2. And Peter, based upon Matthew chapter 16, has been given the privilege of preaching the first gospel sermon in completeness. Jesus Christ gave him that privilege. When you come to verse 14, but Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and began to preach to that motley crowd. The people, as we know, since we know the latter part of this chapter, says that 3,000, approximately 3,000, obeyed the gospel the first time the gospel was preached. So there was a great, great crowd already ready, or they were made to get ready when they also started preaching, and all of them started preaching. But Peter took over. For these are not drunken as we suppose, verse 15, these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. The joints are not even open yet. But this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, when I will pour out of my spirit upon the flesh and upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Oh, to God's unchanging hand, endeavoring to share a word of encouragement, a word to share with the entire church. We in this leadership are no ways tired. How did we get this far? Think about it. How did we get this far? Not because we are so smart. That might be part of it. But we love the Lord. And the Lord has manifested that He loves us. Some of you, I could probably count maybe on one hand those who remember where we were. Where we were. You say, you remember? Oh, down. That's not where we were. We were. Did you get that? You missed it. This is a long ways from Chimborazo Boulevard. When it was cold, yes, there was a furnace in the basement. Yes, it did run. When it was cold, no, it didn't get you warm. I can still remember some of those days. And some of the sisters even brought many blankets. But we kept holding on to God's unchanging hand. And He blessed us to seal up some of the cracks, put in all of the windows, because they were out when the family came here. Church, brothers and sisters, you've seen, those of you who were there, what He really blessed us to do there. You've seen what He led us to do just a few miles from here. New edifice. Precious souls added to the body of Christ that had never heard the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All because there was a word that we never thought. We never thought to execute that word. Four letters. It never entered our mind to do what? To quit. Q-U-I-T. Size does not give us the answer. Our God is bigger than any God or anything that we can think of. Our God is more powerful than any power that we can think of. Therefore, our resolve is I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. You said that's your sermon, preacher? Mm-hmm. We keep marching doggedly on in the pathway of duty. Turning back is not an option. Quitting is not an option. We serve. We are the sons and daughters of the God who created everything. And guess what? needless to say, God never quits. We know that in many ways. Even in the way that He don't quit on me. He don't quit on us. And we don't always treat Him the way He has commanded us to treat Him. Slip-ups, whatever they are. But He still loves us. We still love Him. We still love one another. We are grateful that God has blessed us with this project to build His house physically and spiritually. Physically, that's what you see. Spiritually, others being taught the Word of God and obeying the gospel. All because of some children of God who refuse to quit. You want a hard subject? Quitting is not an option. You want a phrase? Hold to God's unchanging hand. Now, I had a whole idea, another idea earlier as to what I was going to talk about. But I'm glad to God, I'm glad that the Father blessed me to keep thinking. You say, I hope He can keep thinking, blessing you to think. Church. So often, I'm winding up. So often, members of the body of Christ, the church of Christ, too often, the members think too small and quit too soon. Why? Why? God, who created everything, why do we quit on God? He has everything. He's all powerful. He loves us, manifested in what He did by sending His Son to die for us. Know who you are. I'm a Christian in the Lord's church by His grace. And if it's not too much, not too soon or too late for us to sing the song, hold to God's unchanging hand as the invitation. Anybody know what I was talking about? Did you follow me? We don't know. We have some ideas. But we don't know all of what God has in store for us to accomplish. But He didn't bring us to this house to fail. We know how much He loves human beings. He sent His only begotten Son. He even let us kill His own Son that He might save us. Little children, we used to run, play different games. And one of the games that was played, it had a phrase called, on your mark, get set, and do what? I rest my case. Where are you tonight? Where are you tonight? Are you on board? Are you committed? Are you committed to the work that God has brought us to? Has He shown us you enough to know that failure with God is never an option? Especially when we're dealing with what He loves. When we are dealing with what He loves. Closing. If there's any phase of the Lord's work, of what we are designed to do here, you have some question marks, don't hesitate to ask your question. We don't endeavor to hide anything. Open and pleasing to God is our endeavor, has been, is, and by His grace will continue to be. Openness. And if we could sing a song as an invitation, Brother Brown. Oh, to God's unchanging hand, did I ask you to do that? Oh, Brother Burton. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Where are you tonight? You need the church to pray for you, that your faith might be increased. We'll do it gladly. You haven't been a faithful servant, so that you can also commune with God and talk with the Father about His loving grace and mercy and what He has brought us to. He's blessed you to hear the phrase, "He can't do that." Has it caused you to have some doubts? Not with God. Not with God. And not with His faithful children. Wherever you are, if you need prayer, may God bless you to come. If you're here and you're not on board, you're not a Bible Christian, and that's the only kind that we know about, you must believe with all of your heart that Jesus Christ is God's Son. Repent of your sins and acknowledge Jesus as I said, His Son. Confess your faith in Him and be buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of every sin you've ever committed. God will forgive you. And if you're not a member of the church, He will add you. Like what I just said, He will add you to a member of His family, and you will become His adopted daughter or His adopted son. I'm glad about that. I feel good tonight. May God bless you to come as we together stand and sing the song that's been selected.
Time is filled with swift transition. Naught of earth and moon shall stand. Built your hopes on things eternal. To God's unchanging hand, why don't you hold to His hand? Hold to God's unchanging hand. Brother, won't you hold to
in those days.